Former university professor Karen Kelsky knew sexual harassment existed on university and college campuses. So when the Me Too movement began,
I thought, you know, there has to be a way to expose this in the university setting. So I knew how to make a crowdsourced anonymous Google Doc spreadsheet and make it open and available for anyone. So I did that. And within minutes, I had entries.
Within a day or two, she received hundreds of entries from folks who had said they had been groped, harassed, stalked, or assaulted by their professor or colleague. By the time she shut down the project several months later, she accumulated more than 2,500 entries.
I was not surprised that there are that many. I think you could add a zero or two zeros to that number and still probably not even encompass them all. But the speed with which people volunteered this information that was so painful. It was devastating. People were just longing for a way to safely tell their story.
Without fear of retaliation, which in academia can range from losing access to research funds to being altogether blacklisted by faculty. Sometimes the culprit is a well-respected academic.
And we say they are so brilliant, we need to protect them at all costs because the world needs their contribution. And what I want us to look at are the costs to the sum of human knowledge of all of those victims being hounded out of the academy, hounded out of their careers. What cure for cancer do we not have because the woman who would have discovered it was hounded out of her lab and couldn't complete her research? Or what solution to global climate change do we not have because that scientist was unable to proceed in her studies?
Kelsky created the hashtag MeTooPhD to provide a virtual space for survivors in academia to share their stories. She says the heightened awareness surrounding the Me Too movement has allowed everyone to act as a check on these institutions of higher education.
And that's what keeps happening, is that there are all these perpetrators at UCLA, Columbia, a famous case in Rochester, Florian Jaeger. And the universities do try routinely to sweep it under the rug. And now because of social media, more people have a voice to be able to publicize it.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.